This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
Monster My Podcast.
And these are the Tabaxi.
And Tabaxi Lord.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Mmm. Wacky Tabaxi.
Mmm.
I want them to be wackier than they are. What's that?
I want them to be much wackier than they actually are.
Yeah. Oh, well. What I don't want more of is the rock and rack on this cat lady. Look at her. Look at how much she's packing.
I'm using the online web client and there's no picture, but this picture stood out from my memories.
Mm.
Back when I would look at the monstrous manual to crank it real right.
Yeah, she's not so much a cheetah, but a Dita with the double D's.
Double Dita cheetah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. I want to fuck that.
Mm.
Like not for me. No. This appears to go back to some kind of like primal roots that was found in animalistic religions, like in the Nile Delta. It seems it's a very sexualized. You know, like I'm coming around. Let me find that. Tabaxi. Or Tabashi, depending on what kind of spots they have and whether they're from Albany or Utica, they're cat people. They're like cheetah folk.
Yeah, it is another entry in the boring ass. Like what if, you know, a human was mixed with an animal D&D thing,
right? They're not like the Rakshasa, in that they don't really have magical abilities. They just kind of, man, I have highlighted nothing on this page.
It's pretty boring. Like this is a rough one. This isn't our best week.
No,
and as far as like our performance, but I mean, as far as like reading about cool monsters,
right?
There's like some things that are like, so I think it's very, very, troubling that these things are hunted for their pelts. You know, like that makes us very like, made me think of a very dark, like what if, you know, some other arbitrary distinction of people, like what if like mailmen were hunted for their pelts? You know,
they protect you from the rain nor sleet nor dark at night.
Yeah. Exactly. Like I got a Mr. Zip original.
I should have to work to make somebody's skin into pants. Like I shouldn't just have to take from part A and put on my own part B.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you could if you took these things and because these are already, you know, pant shaped.
That's what like I mean. That's exactly what I mean. Yeah.
And, I mean, it'd probably be unless you wanted the ding dong in there, like it would be like chaps.
I want the ding dong. Come on.
Well, I would think you'd want to have your own ding dong hanging out.
Well, no, I want to thread my ding dong through the ding dong.
Oh, you want to have an alien like
a, for like a minute, you know, you ever
a little tongue coming out. Yeah. Like, yeah, you know, man, what if.
You came
and a smaller dick came out of your dick. Like it just did the alien.
Well, like a xenomorph. Thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I meant by an alien earlier. Like, you know, because you'd have the dick, you'd have the pants, and then you'd have your own holster.
Yeah.
And then you would just, you know, at the time of maximum gentleman pleasure, like it would just emerge from the tabaxi phallus, and then there'd be like a regular coldic.
You know, I wouldn't. So here's the thing. I don't know that I would necessarily use it when it came down to action. However, you know, like if you're shaving, sometimes you leave yourself with mutton chops, you know, just kind of like, and then you just like walk around like that for the rest of the day.
Whenever you have a full beard and you shave down, like you give yourself a novelty facial hair for like, you know, half hour because it's kind of fun.
You go back in and lather it up. You don't go outside, right? You don't greet the UPS guy with it, but sometimes sometimes you just have to wonder what that ding dong like.
Pelt is valuable, so that's a secondhand mailman. But I get what you mean.
Yeah. So the other detail here that I like, and this is just because
hold on a second, where were you going with that mutton chop thing vis-a-vis wearing another penis around your penis?
Oh, you just do it for a little while to see what it's like, and then and then you correct it.
And then you take off your tabaxi pants.
And then you alter it into a more suitable something that's more suitable for black company.
Put on like a suede patch over the front of the thing.
Okay. Or you put on a fly, you know.
Yeah. Okay, I got you now.
Okay, cool. Sorry, I thought it was self-explanatory. No,
what does this mean? Like, what is this actually? What experience in Cole's life is actually like wearing a cap penis over his penis? Like, he's angling towards.
My favorite detail in this is just because this was written like 25 years before they became ascendant. The fact that for food they prefer the boar-like peccaries and the huge rodents called capybaras.
Aw.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't talk with anyone eating a capybara.
No, but I just I like capybaras, and it was fun to see that word written out, I guess, because that's about where I'm at now.
I just like seeing the word. Oh yeah, I like capybaras. Oh, do you mean the cute pictures? No, just a C next to an A, next to a P, next to, you know, yeah. Like just the letters.
It is a soothing glyph.
I can see that. Yeah. If we were hunting mailmen to make pants out of their skin.
Gary, this might be a federal crime.
Yeah, it was just, I had some places I was going through that. Like, I just went through a real rapid, like, Sherlock-esque equation spinning around my head.
Yeah.
Of where to end this wearing someone else's pants as or skin, like, skin as your pants.
If I was just stealing a mailman's pants, like, pay me $1,000. Yeah.
Yeah, who gives a shit? Like, they don't want to wear those things. They look uncomfortable and stiff.
Yeah.
You know? You just buy them.
I suppose they're uniform stores.
Yeah, like, hey, Quintus, you don't want to kill a man to get his skin.
You don't just emerge from a shrub and say, give me your legs.
Yeah, give me your pants and leave me my bills.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.